What's up, Anchor? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with some news for you today. Racism immediately became an issue in the Florida's governor's race Wednesday as both nominees made predictions. The Democrats said voters aren't looking for a misogynist, racist, or bigot, while the Republicans said voters shouldn't monkey this up by choosing his African-American opponent. Only hours after their primary election victories, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum and U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis made clear the high-profile race in the nation's largest political background state was going to be nasty. Gillum, a far-left Democrat seeking to become the state's first black governor, and DeSantis, a Trump-endorsed Republican, are political opposites, both seeking to increase turnout among the party's most ardent supporters. Asked if he's afraid of President Trump's support for DeSantis, Gillum told CNN that his race is about uniting the party and that voters want someone who is not misogynistic, racist, not bigots. In an interview with the Associated Press, he added, quote, "I think the Florida electorate is going to reject the politics of division. We're going to try to compel and appeal to the higher values of the people of the state of Florida." Meanwhile, on Fox News, DeSantis called Gillum an articulate candidate, but said, quote, "The last thing we need to do is monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankrupting this state. That's not going to work. It's not going to be good for Florida." Democrats immediately decried DeSantis' comments as racist. U.S. Representative Lois Frankel, a West Palm Beach Democrat, said, quote, "That was more than a dog whistle. That was absolutely a racist, disgusting statement. I don't think there's any other way to interpret it." But the DeSantis campaign clarified that his comments were directed at Gillum's policies, not the candidate himself. His spokesman, Stephen Lawson, said, quote, "To characterize it as anything else is absurd." For all the worries about Russian hackers and other cyber vandals, voting problems this week in Arizona served as a reminder that one of the biggest threats to fair elections is plain old human error. When dozens of polling places in the state's most populous county opened late because the voter verification machinery had not been set up yet. The Maricopa County Recorder, the official in charge of running elections in and around Phoenix, said the contractor hired to connect the tablet-like devices didn't send enough workers to complete the job on time. The contractor insisted it dispatched more people than the county requested. Either way, 62 of the county's 750 or so polling locations did not open up first thing in the morning, though all were up and running before noon. Election officials gave no estimate of how many people were unable to cast ballots because of the foul-up. The confusion in the state where over a million voters cast ballots came 2 years after Phoenix area residents ended up waiting for hours in the heat to vote because a previous election chief drastically reduced the number of polling places. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.